The college closed in June of 2007 with the intention of reorganizing and reopening in a year, but the trustees of the school have long since conceded that goal. They're now hoping to pay off their $13 million debt and preserve an educational mission under new management. Gary White, the executive director of the Sitka Economic Development Association, said his organization has teamed up with a local vocational education consortium to create the Campus Redevelopment Task Force with one primary goal in mind.
The plan is to hopefully orchestrate the transfer of the core campus of SJ to the state of Alaska.
White said that the assembly might be asked to fund an administrative position in the task force in the future. Currently, most of the heavy lifting has been done by Sitka Education Consortium Director Karen Martinson, who assured the assembly that there were several precedents for a state takeover of an entire facility.
Other regional training centers throughout the state, Galena, did acquire an Air Force base. Delta Greeley acquired, I think it was an Army base, and that's now their vocational center. So there's already a pattern, a history, and relationship for our state to acquire these kinds of properties. But I think if the community as a whole wants to go forward as a regional economic and workforce development hub, you know, quite frankly, we are the best in Southeast.
The Education Consortium is a partnership between the Sitka School District and the University of Alaska Southeast, and it has a track record of its own. In October 2007, the consortium cut the ribbon on a new vocational education building behind the alternative high school. Sitka Mayor Scott McAdams thanked Martinson for bringing credibility to VOTEC education in Sitka. The consortium's efforts have gotten traction in the State Department of Labor as the governor and legislature have crafted gas line legislation known as AGIA, the Alaska Gas Line Inducement Act. Pipeline builder TransCanada will get the license and $500 million to start the permitting process. Vocational education is seen as an important way of putting Alaskans to work when ground is finally broken. She Attica Incorporated CEO Bob Loisel was among a half dozen Sitka residents who urged the assembly to back the task force's offer to the state.
Here's an asset that once produced jobs and economic benefits to all of Sitka, provided for the cultural and social life here in Sitka, and now is gone. And now perhaps there's an opportunity to resurrect it.
Loisel said that a residential VOTEC center, if it one day came to fruition, could mitigate the effects of the economic downturn. Perhaps some of the most compelling testimony on the issue came from Dr. David Dobler, president and only employee of what remains of Sheldon Jackson College.
This resolution tonight is essential, particularly the way the budgets are rolling right now in Juneau. This group and Karen, for all of her remarkable force of personality, if Karen cannot say, and the city and borough of Sitka is behind this, then it will all be for naught.
Dobler told the assembly that the trustees were working first on a plan to settle the school's debt while leaving the core campus intact. Dobler said the campus PE center and pool, now under lease by the city, would be an important part of clearing that debt. After that, education would then come back into focus.
So the trustees, if they see an entity that can continue doing education on the campus, can, and the debts are settled, can with both clear conscience and some joy give them the campus.
Asked for clarification about the nature of the conveyance to that entity, Dobler said, "A sale is not what we're talking about." With nothing at stake but a resolution, the assembly appeared very willing to back the plan. Mayor Scott McAdams suggested that Sitka was ideally positioned to meet the state's training criteria for AGIA, with the best human and physical infrastructure and a campus ready to go.
Who could come in and take this from us? I mean, if we do this the right way.
The assembly then unanimously resolved to ask the state legislature to appropriate funds to develop a state-owned residential vocational education center for the Southeast region on the campus of Sheldon Jackson College. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.